Sunday, August 14th. Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. This is the Solemnity of the Assumption. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. Hail, Holy Queen of Heaven. Hail, Holy Queen of the Angels. Hail, Root of Jesus, hail, Gate of Heaven. By you the light has entered the world. Rejoice, glorious Virgin. Beautiful among all women, hail, radiant splendor. Intercede with Christ for us. And now the psalmody. Beginning with the first antiphon, Christ ascended into heaven and prepared an everlasting place for his Immaculate Mother. Alleluia. Psalm 113. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is glory. Who is like the Lord our God? Who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly. From his misery he raises the poor. To set them in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, Christ ascended into heaven and has prepared an everlasting place for his Immaculate Mother. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, through Eve the gates of heaven were closed to all mankind. Through the Virgin Mother, they were opened wide again. Alleluia. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within your borders. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, through Eve the gates of heaven were closed to all mankind. Through the Virgin Mother, they were opened wide again. Alleluia. And our third antiphon. The Virgin Mary has been exalted above all the heavens. Come, let all men glorify Christ the King, whose kingdom will endure forever. Alleluia. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, the Virgin Mary has been exalted above all the heavens. Come, let all men glorify Christ the King, whose kingdom will endure forever. Alleluia. And a reading for the Sunday evening is from Romans chapter 8, verse 30. Those God predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he in turn glorified. And a responsory, as Mary is taken up to heaven, the angels of God rejoice. As Mary is taken up to heaven, the angels of God rejoice. They worship the Lord and sing his praises. The angels of God rejoice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As Mary is taken up to heaven, the angels of God rejoice. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Alleluia. Enter into sessions. Let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now, indeed, we ask, Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary share body and soul in your son's glory in heaven. Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners, salvation and peace to all. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary full of grace. Grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. Make your church of one mind and one heart in love, and help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You crowned Mary, Queen of Heaven. May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. Now let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Almighty God, you gave a humble virgin the privilege of being the mother of your Son, and crowned her with the glory of heaven. May the prayers of the Virgin Mary bring us to the salvation of Christ and raise us up to eternal life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.